So how will we see the test changing from these ones? What kind of questions are we expecting to see on the new version of the test?
Yeah, the test itself won't change a lot. What's happened is that they've got a new focus on values. And what that means is there'll be 5 out of the 20 questions on Australian values, and you have to get all those 5 correct. So up till now, you had to get 15 out of 20 right, 75% to pass the test, and you could get a couple of values questions wrong and so on. And the other way they're focusing more on values is that there's a booklet which gives all the information you need to pass the test, Our Common Bond, it's called. And this booklet has a new section on Australian values. Now, the information in that section actually was elsewhere in the booklet, and they've sort of taken those bits out and made it a section on its own and added a bit more information. So that's the change. Now you've got to get 15 out of 20 plus the 5 values questions correct.
So what is the purpose, I guess, of adding these new changes? I mean, what's the justification for adding these new questions?
Yeah, it's a good question. The government seems to be saying that to become an Australian citizen, we want to be sure that you understand and are committed to values that are important to Australians. And the kind of things that are included in values are our freedoms of speech and association and religion, the idea of equality, understanding equality of men and women and all people in society, ideas around tolerance. So they're the kind of values that are sort of in the booklet that we say are Australian values and that people need to understand and commit to. The big question, of course, is, well, can you test whether someone has those values through a multiple choice test? Is there any point to that? There's no question that we want people who are committed to Australia. How do they demonstrate that? Well, one way they've already demonstrated it is they're living here. They've got permanent residency. They are entitled to live in Australia for the rest of their lives. And these people have made that decision to do so. And the way that you normally show that you're complying with values is that you abide by the law. The law gives us our values. So is there any point to having a citizenship test on top of the fact that people are already living here and abiding by the law?
We're obviously living in more and more of a society that kind of divides itself up into its own little groups. But looking at sort of something that overarches the citizenship test, overarches across Australian values, has there been something in particular to happen to instigate this change, to make us feel like, well, this is something that needs to happen now?
So this change in orientation of citizenship really happened in the early 2000s. So before, in the 1980s and 90s, there was a real push to get permanent residents to become citizens. It was like, well, if you've already decided to live here, become a citizen so you can vote and you can participate. But in the early 2000s, there was this shift that really was coincided with the fear of international terrorism. After September 11, there was a lot of laws changed around national security and concerns about people coming to Australia and having bad intentions. And in a way that this, it seems to me, is saying, well, citizenship can be another barrier that we can test to make sure that you're committed to being Australian. But, of course, we've got to remember that people who are in this position, if they've been relatively recent migrants, they've had to pass various tests to become a permanent resident. So usually we have about two-thirds of our permanent residents come in as skilled migrants, and they have to be highly educated, have skills that we want in this country, have work experience, have to pass a character test. So they've done all of that and they've come in and they've lived here for at least 4 years and then they're just doing this next step to becoming a citizen. But the change definitely was around the early 2000s, maybe a sense of concern about people coming from different backgrounds that were a concern for the government. It's been consistent. The Liberal National Government, the coalition, has been pretty consistent on wanting to raise the bar on citizenship since the early 2000s.
And just what kind of criticisms is this one actually receiving based on the fact that it could be seen as exclusionary?
Yeah, so there's a number of concerns. One is that is there an implicit or targeting of certain groups? Because one of the things is the citizenship test, the more complicated you make it, the harder it is for people from non-English speaking backgrounds to pass the test. So this is a concern whether you add new values or not. But an example is that if you're from China, you're seven times more likely to fail the test than if you're from India, because Indians generally have a higher level of English language. And if you're from Vietnam, you're 17 times more likely to fail the test. That's from statistics from 2014 and 15. So having a test, because we test English through this citizenship test as well, but the questions are quite complicated because when you have a multiple choice test and you've got four answers, you have sometimes quite subtle differences between the answers to choose the right answer. And that's not a good way to test someone's level of English for citizenship.
Mm. Well, it is. It's an intriguing one. It's hard to argue with, you know, having shared values, I guess, in a society. But I don't know if a multiple choice answer is really the way to determine those ones. Alex, thanks very much. Do appreciate your time.
You're welcome.